The time is 8:57. We're now in our regular session. We discuss pending or ongoing litigation and pending litigation and got a few things resolved concerning those. Councilman Hadley, you had a question.
Question that I had was with the secondary water and the meters. What obligation, if any, does agriculture have? How is that intertwined between farmers and city?
That's what I'm going by is the comments that Val made. So where they touch is that they're on the system that Centerfield provides. So if they take water out of our pond, if you would, then we can require whatever for our line. And what was voted on with council a few years ago was that everyone on our system will be metered. And that way we keep it fair. One of the biggest complaints that the city has received is that, you know, we think that the farmers are taking all the water. The farmers feel like the residents are taking all the water. And this levels the playing field.
And I guess my question or the reason why I'm asking, I don't know as far as Gunnison irrigation, how they deal with all that. If you go on the west side, it don't matter if it comes out of pond, a pipe, or where, it's in one form or another, it's monitored. And yeah. That was, I just assumed that it was the same way here.
Yeah,
now I understand.
We're grateful it's going this way. Because it does, it leaves every question out of it.
Because that being said, yeah, there's no way to know. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this will be a great thing. When it's all said and done. So.
Well, a lot of citizens are worried about farmers too, right? And how many shares they're using. So.
Yeah, this will.
So that's another reason why.
Well, I'll tell you what, in my little neck of the woods, there's a lot of citizens that I worry about more than the stinking farmers, because I know a lot of them that never stop.
Well, yeah. I don't think that a lot of people realize how many shares all these farmers have. They have a lot.
Yeah, this will, like I said, this will level the playing field in a way that everybody will, there will be no question where we stand. This will let us know. And we need to be patient for the first few months because it's going to be a pretty steep learning curve for everybody.
You know, and that, as far as the residents, and it's a question for a lot of people, is in the past, out here on the marquee, it's, well, if you got 7 sprinklers, you half a share of water times this by yada, 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 multiply this square root of that, and that's how much water you can use. Okay, got it.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, I'm with you. I was one of those scratching your head the whole time.
And it's just, even that being said, there's without a meter, there's got to be a simpler way.
That's true. There's got to be.
Yeah, I felt sorry for Jay.
Yeah. Now John for this year.
Hopefully this year won't be too bad.
At least there's good water.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I will say this. The drought did educate a lot of us, and it educated a lot of citizens.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of citizens that do not know what a share of water looks like.
Right.
Well said. Well said. Any other unfinished business or anything, the questions that anybody has? If not, then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
So we have a motion by Councilman Hansen to adjourn. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Councilman Fisher. All those in favor?
Aye.
Carries. Or any opposed? Carries 5-0. Time is 9:01. We are adjourned.